Good to be with you on this Thursday morning, 15th of January, and we have Matt Stockton with us with the West Central Research Extension and Education Center. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
First time I had a chance to meet you. I met many from your fine group out there. But
you're a lucky man.
I guess I am, to be graced with you, and you're wearing red.
Well,
my favorite color.
I mean for the other people. I'm not so sure about me.
No, I'll include you, too. So we have the TAPS program that you're going to enlighten us about. And first of all, TAPS is Testing Ag Performance Solutions.
Yes, right? It is. Kind of an interesting title, isn't it?
Very much so. So tell us a little bit about the TAPS program and why our producers should get involved in this.
Okay, so... For those of you that are a younger generation, have you ever heard of a role-playing game or a what do you call it, first
Certainly.
Shooter? You know where you're the first shooter? Okay, I have kids, so that's okay. The only reason I know. I'm too old to know otherwise. But so basically what it is it's a gamulation, but it's a real-life gamulation. So what happens is farmers farm, and they have a lot of things they do on their farm, and sometimes they want to make changes. But, let's say you're farming 1,000 acres or 500 acres. You don't want to make one change on 500 acres. I mean, that could cost you your operation. So what the TAPS program is an opportunity for you to try out and test maybe something you want to try on your farm. Maybe, like, for one of the things we notice is, like, with TAPS, we have basically competitors. And we have corn irrigation, and so you can select your variety of corn you want to grow, or not. Sorry, agronomist would kill me. I just said variety hybrid that you want to. It's a hybrid. It's not a variety because a variety is a. Never mind. I won't get into that.
Okay.
But basically, you select your hybrid. You choose that. Then we go out and plant it for you. We plant three different plots or four different plots, and then you manage that during the year. You basically buy it through over a computer by you saying, okay, I want to irrigate. I don't want to irrigate. I want this much fertilizer, not that much fertilizer. All the things. And then what we do is we amplify this so that you basically are simulating having a 3,000-acre farm, which means you have to dispose of the crop. So marketing then becomes an issue. And so during the competition, which starts in March and ends in November or so, you have to market like 620,000 bushels of corn or whatever your yield is on that 3,000 acres. So that gives you an opportunity to use your skills as marketing, to use your skills as agronomist, and to test out different things in the markets and different things as far as production practices to see what you do. But you're competing with 30 other people. So in other words, at the end, we measure the yields. We measure what you sold it for, or what you didn't really sell because we don't have that much corn. But whatever, you chose this price, you did this or whatever. And so basically you're competing in that, and at the end of the year we have a banquet. But basically what it is a competition, and people basically can see what other people are doing. People can see what they're doing and compare their cultural practices and the way they farm to somebody else. So it's kind of a learning experience, and people compete to see who's the best. And at the end, we have a banquet, and we give the most – I think there's three awards. There's one for yield, maximum yield, which is actually an interesting award I'll explain in a minute. The other one is most profitable, which is based on your marketing and how much you produce, and then how much water do you use, so the cost of the water, the cost of the fertilizer you use, and all those factors. Okay, that's all included and calculated. So the most profitable would be the difference between that, so how you did. And then the last, there's one that's a water efficiency ratio index that we use. In other words, how well did you use water and fertilizer and come up with a crop, how efficient, because farmers nowadays with the concerns of water and stuff, they're worried about efficiency. And so that's one of the measures as well. The interesting thing about a yield contest, which I will say, is that yield is a lot different. I go out to get yield, all I got to do is pour a fertilizer and water and, do all these things, but it comes at a cost. All right, so what we do with the yield contest is the yield guy, whoever gets the most yield wins the yield contest, but they get discounted by where they stood in the profit rankings. So if they were at the last profitability, they only get like, instead of the $500 award, they only get like, $20. So you see what I'm saying? So in other words, yield is good, but without making money on that yield, what's the point? So it kind of brings that across.
So anyway, are the you grow the crop, right?
We do, yes.
But So this is basically the people that get involved in this. Are you supplying what
they
need?
We supply everything. We do it out at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
We do it in a scientific manner, so it's a controlled. It's on the same field during the same time, planted the same day. And so it's actually, you can compete on this. In other words, so the only difference is the decisions they make. You see what I'm saying? So
okay.
So therefore, it becomes a real competition, whereas if I had them plant on their farm.
So you get a plot of land. If you get involved in this program, you get a plot of land, and you get
four little plots of land.
Four little plots.
That we manage for you, but you can come out and look at any time you want.
Okay.
In other words, and you can put equipment out there or whatever you want to do, but you can't add anything else other than what we.
It's decided ahead of time how it's going, what's going to go into it, right? As far as water and fertilizer and
We have a budget, so in other words, like for example, we priced this year water at $6.50 an acre inch. So if you applied 10 inches, you'd add $65 to your cost. Well, that water that you add to the, and it only gets added to your plot. We don't add it to the next guy's plot. It's only on your plot. It's pretty labor intensive, actually, for us to do it. But yeah. What it does, it gives you an opportunity to see my farming practice. I think I can use less water, or yes, fertilizer, I can make money, or I know how to farm. I got the secret combination, whatever it is. And so how did I do compared to my neighbor?
Okay. So it's just basically then at the end, you're compiling all the data and the way it turns out for each plot, and then you can make those comparisons over, okay, what worked great, what worked okay, and what maybe didn't work so good at all, right?
As a matter of fact, that's true, and then we write a report up at the end of the year with all the results so that you can see how everybody did. Now, we don't put names on it. We just put farm numbers. So you can compare, but you know your farm number, okay. Right? And you may know all your neighbors too. I don't know. And that's between the guys. But you can then go through the report and look at, okay, so this is my yield compared to their yield. This people have found, like we had one guy, and I don't remember, it's been a while. He thought he was applying the right amount of fertilizer. Come to find out, he applied more than everybody else for the contest, but his yields weren't any higher. And he goes, so why did I apply all this fertilizer? And so people learn a lot of things about their farming operation without us trying to preach the gospel to them, if you will. And not that we have the true gospel, because I'm not so sure we do. But anyway.
The farming gospel.
Yeah, the farming gospel.
Yeah.
But if you understand, so we also have our own field. We have a control plot out there that we don't do anything to, so that we can determine how efficient they are in using the extra water and irrigation and stuff. So it's really kind of a cool thing for a report. One of the main things that people have gotten from it is that a lot of times they'll take a friend or somebody and they will do this contest with that person. And so they'll sit down weekly and decide, okay, what do we need to do this week? And they have these conversations, and it's helped them become better managers. And it's also like they meet other people in the TAPS program and they become friends and they talk about what they're doing and what's going on.
They're sharing information about how they grow their crops and what has worked, what they found.
There's
with
a lot
experience.
Of learning going on that has nothing to do with necessarily the growing the crop, that particular in the field stuff. But we need new people to do it. And if you're interested in do it, you should contact the university. I think I can't remember the phone number or whatever, but it's unl.taps.edu, I believe. You could go to that website, and there should be some contact information there.
taps.unl.edu, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, start with TAPS.
Start with TAPS.
taps.unl.edu, and that'll give you the information about the program, and I'm sure they'll have a number to call.
Absolutely. The thing that I would say, too, though, is this is an opportunity to try new things and not have risk involved with your income or your farm. So in other words, you say, hey, look, you know, I want to try out using less water, but if I use less water, what's going to do to my yield? And you have an opportunity to maybe do a little bit less water at certain times or time your water a little differently.
Do you factor in, though, how much rain is falling?
That's your job. Okay. In other words, we're not going to tell you, mm-hmm. We monitor the rain and report it. We also have, okay, I missed some things because, you know, there's a lot to say here. We have soil probes where we measure water hole, you know, the water that's in the ground.
Right.
Well, at least we try to. I'm not sure probes are always right, but, you know, and so people can see that technology and how it works. So, like, if they're thinking of adopting a probe or doing a certain thing, they can try it out and say, hey, this is accurate or not accurate or whatever. And then they water according to what their probe mm-hmm. is telling them, or whatever they decide, or whatever, you know, whatever they decide is time to water, they can do what they can. So in other words, wet years, you're going to water less, you know, that's the idea, right? And then dry years, you're going to probably water more, because it's an irrigation contest. This particular one is, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Can you, once you enter, though, are you making decisions sometimes daily or weekly?
That's up to you.
It's just entirely up to the people.
The interface is a computer. In other words, what we do is we have a website.
So, like, if you get a big rain or something on a night and you had it scheduled to water, but now you got the rain, you don't feel like you don't need to water. You can punch it in and say, hold off on the water.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. In fact, what there is also, because obviously, just like your farm, you know, sometimes you think something's going to happen or not happen. But what it does is that it gives people, if you're farming, you should already be watching the markets, right? And what we've learned, one of the biggest things we've learned is that a lot of farmers neglect their marketing. They wait till the end of the season and then they'll market. And I think maybe it's not that they neglect it, but they just neglect it in taps. Do you understand what I'm saying? Maybe at home they're...
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I hope so, because they're losing a lot of mm-hmm. people, if they're not, are losing a lot of money, because usually the markets, three out of 4 years, are higher in the spring than they are in the fall. So if you're not pre-marketing or whatever, and of course with insurance, we also offer an insurance package with it, you know, multi-peril crop insurance, three different kinds, and it's just like farming. So it simulates farming, and it's a real life simulation. So your decisions really have impact. It's not just like, oh yeah, well here you go, you know, this happened, you know, roll the dice. No, that's not what we're doing. It's an actual. It actually takes into account, you know, because you got the local weather, you've got real markets where you can market or not market.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what, no one knows what's going to happen. And so basically it gives you an opportunity to test your skills a lot of times against someone else's, but also to see, hey, am I doing the best that I can do? And maybe in the process, learn some things.
I would imagine if we had some testimonials from people that have been involved in this program, they would say just that they have learned a lot from it and applied it to their own land and practices. So.
Well, we do have a lot of people that have said that, you know, that the TAPS program has, you know, done a lot for them. I mean, it's an experience. In fact, they won't let me do it. I wanted to be one of the teams. And they go, no, we don't have room for you. So I got kicked off. But because I wanted to do it, because
they thought that'd be cheating, probably.
No. Actually, I encourage the university to compete, because if the university has a team, and we're preaching all this stuff, like, oh, you need to do this, you need to do this, and you got to be here.
Okay.
Why can't we be a little bit, you know, get a little street tread if we're going to compete? If we can't compete, then why would farmers want to listen to us?
It's like, if you claim to be experts, you ought to be able to prove that. Right.
Right. And I agree with 100%.
Okay. Talk a little bit about your banquet you have coming up here at the end of the month.
Okay. So once a year after the contests are over and all the tabulations have been done, which mm-hmm. has been interesting because I do all the tabulations, we then have an awards banquet and an opportunity for people to get together and talk about the year and just enjoy an evening. We usually have prime rib. You know, something, you know.
That should be an incentive, yeah.
Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. It is for me, but, you know, I mean, if you're a vegetarian, probably not so much. So, but my point is, it's an incentive. And it's designed to be like a celebration of the fact, hey, you know, we did another year.
Mm-hmm.
We learned some stuff. We got new friends. And we're moving forward.
Okay. And this is Saturday, January 31st. And
it's in Kearney.
At the Comfort Inn. Looks like.
Is it the Comfort Inn? It's in that whatchacallit center.
It doesn't actually say. It says room rates Comfort.
Oh, that's where. Okay, that's for people that want to stay overnight.
Okay.
Okay, that's.
Okay.
You don't need to worry about that.
Okay.
But it's at the what they call it, the Unis Center, I believe.
Oh, okay. The Unis Center. Okay.
They have one of the banquet halls.
The banquet takes place at the Unis Center. If you want to go and stay the night before or the night of,
well, some people have a tendency to consume.
You're going to have too much. you're worried about consuming too much and not traveling on the
exactly.
that evening, right? And they can just so it, to reserve just for the banquet. do they just contact, West Central Research?
Yes, they contact. Yeah. They can contact Chuck Burr. They can also go to the website. There's some phone numbers there they can go to. But Chuck Burr would be one to contact. He's an educator. And then the other one is Chris Proctor. Mm-hmm. And then it's myself. And I'm at the West Central. Chris is somewhere else, and Chuck is supposedly at the center too.
Okay. And is this just for people that have been involved in the TAPS program?
If you're interested in being involved.
Or even if you're considering it.
If you're considering. But if you're going to do it, you need to get on board quickly because, you know, at some point they got to have the count. Because I guess prime rib is not cheap. So, they want to know who's coming and who's not.
Right. And then what's the deadline for getting involved in this year's TAPS
program? I think any time between now and, March. About the 1st of March would probably be.
Okay.
But 1st to the 15th probably. Because what we do is we have a pre-season meeting, and we sit down and talk about all the rules and talk about what's going on and what you need to do and if you have any questions. And then we assign sensors and then you begin the selection of your particular variety. Hybrid. I'm going to be killed.
You're going to hear from people, aren't
you?
Yeah,
well, I got an agronomist friend that just razzes me all the time about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Great. Matt, thanks a lot. Anything else you wanted to mention while you're with us today?
No, other than the fact that we're grateful for everyone out there that's doing their best to make our agriculture system work.
Yes, we have great people involved in this, for sure. Matt Stockton with West Central Research Education and Extension Center has been our guest. He's a farm management specialist / agriculture economist, and we appreciate you coming in.